During this year's Georgia State Legislative Session, Senate Bill 97 was passed and signed by the governor, which now allows the process to continue for a state beef checkoff. John Callaway of Hogansville, Georgia, one of those involved in this overall process, said there is still a lot of work for this to actually happen.
Now the hard part comes. We're going to have a lot of education to inform people actually what this state checkoff is all about. We're going to have to develop a list, and we would envision a sign-up period for any beef producers to sign up requesting a ballot. That would take some time. We'll have to have some public hearings. But after that is over with, there'll be a mail-out ballot mailed out by the Department of Agriculture, and then the producers, I would assume, would have maybe 30 days to return that ballot and vote yes or no for the referendum.
Callaway said they are hoping to have the referendum later this year, but the education process must take place first.
You'll see a lot about this in the coming months, trying to answer questions that any producers might have. We encourage them to look this over and become informed.
The Georgia Cattlemen's Association, Georgia Farm Bureau, Georgia Milk Producers, and Georgia Livestock Markets are all working with the Georgia Department of Agriculture to develop an effective referendum process. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.